What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Remember Country Music Podcast. I'm Kyle Corbliss. Another week, another great guest, another episode, another week of country music. I think this is like, if I'm doing my math correctly, because as everyone knows, I pre-record, right? And I'm not really that smart of a guy, so my math is not the best. But I think if I'm counting correctly, this is like episode 166. That's 166 straight weeks of country music, and that's about 3 years. We're closing in on 3 years. You know, never missed a week. People are here to stay, and that's pretty cool. And I love doing it. And I hope people love listening. But nonetheless, enough about me. This is an exciting week. We got Caleb Mills on the show. Caleb, dude, thanks for coming to hang out with me, man. Thanks for coming to talk about some music and shoot the shit with me. I'm excited to get to know you a little bit.
Dude, thanks, man. I'm excited to be on here. I'm like ready to rock. I haven't done one of these. Oh, and like, they're so much fun. I really wish I could do them every day, because pretty much everybody you're doing with is just like, yo, let's hang out and talk. And I'm like, cool, I'd love to do that.
Well, I'm saying that's why I'm here. I always tell everyone how I talk way too much, right? So that's why I do this, because then I just talk, and it's respectable to talk as much as I want. So that's why I go ahead and do it. It's funny because because you have fun being on the other end. I have fun like getting to know the person, but every once in a while, if you're listening right now, last week we had on McBride and the Ride, a band from the 90s. And, Terry McBride has a ton of hits with Brooks and Dunn and all these guys, right? Billy Williams played for Vince Gill, like, and they're coming back. So I had them on the pod, which is really cool, because I'm a really big 90s country fan, and they were pivotal for the early 90s. And they started asking me questions, and I'm like, dude, no one ever flips the script and goes, Kyle, what about this? What about that? No one ever does that. I'm always driving. I'm never in the passenger seat. So it was kind of cool just to take all the questions and not have to ask any, but nonetheless, this is about you, not about me. And, so for anyone who's listening right now, you're from Alabama. You have a kind of a musical background in terms of, you've been singing and playing for a long time. And I know that there's some family players and singers in there as well. So just kind of talk about, I like to say, you're a young guy. You're like me. I always make the joke, and people make fun of it, 'cause I say it a lot, but like the SparkNotes version of yourself, the quick got you through high school type version of yourself. And for the people who may not know.
Yeah. Well, so pretty much, I was born and raised in Alabama. I still live here now. Still not in Nashville, but I mean, I'm in Nashville pretty much every week, because I live right at the top of Alabama. So, dude, it's like an hour and 40 minutes. I mean,
pretty good.
Yeah. And it's like crash on the
day if you wanted to.
Yes. And sometimes I do, but a lot of times, I crash on a buddy's couch, whatever. I've been doing that. But yeah, man, I mean, I've been singing since I was a little kid. Pretty much my whole family is at least a little bit musical. And it's kind of just always been a huge part of my life. My granddad played professionally like for a really long time for a lot of different guys. Like, he was a studio bass player and a few other things. And I mean, he toured and all that. And so he was a huge influence on me. But then also, it's funny too, in high school, I feel like it got to the point where I was like, okay, do I want to keep playing sports, or do I want to take this music thing serious? And it was kind of like that. And I was like, I think I want to do music for real. Yeah. So, and then now I've been doing it for a while, and now we're doing it full time. So,
that's the dream, right?
Yeah.
That's the dream. You know, what's funny is like, I just had this conversation. Maybe it wasn't even a conversation. It's probably just a statement that I said, but it's funny, 'cause like, when you're a kid, if you're really into music, that's not always necessarily the cool thing, right? Like, everyone's in a lot of young guys, a lot of, young dudes are really into sports, right? And that's kind of what drives them through their high school years and their childhood years and their teen years, right? Like, right. It's obviously a really big deal. But then at some point when you, like, most of the time when you graduate high school, it becomes like, essentially, right? When you're talking to new people, girls, guys, whatever, right? Like, it's not like super cool to be like, yeah, I was the leading rusher for my high school's football team. Like, no one gives a shit about that. But you know what they do care about? If you're a talented guitar player, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah. And I think the other thing is, like, for me, it was like, it got to the point in high school where I was like, Wait, girls like dudes that do music even more than they like freaking guys that play sports. That's I was true. Like, of course I'm gonna do that.
It's a no brainer. It goes without saying. It's fantastic. So in those high school years, right? Like, cause I always talk about how like that, those are pivotal musical years for me. Not saying I'm musically talented, I'm not, but in terms of like what I'm listening to, right? Like those are really pivotal years for me. And I think it is for a lot of people. You kind of find it what you really like, because like, you know, as you're growing up and you're a kid, you're listening to a lot of what's on the radio, like what your parents are playing in the car or what your friends are listening to. You're not really. And I think it's different. Like I'm 25. So I think when I was a kid, it was a little bit different than kids today, right? Like every kid has the music at their fingertips now. But when I was a kid, you know, like, right. When I was a kid, it was like the new CD that you got a little, like as I was young. And then as I got older, like I got an iPod that held like 500 songs or whatever it was. So I kind of was able to figure out what I liked there. But most of the time it was like the CDs I was given burned on, like iTunes really wasn't that popular of a thing. So you just burn them on. Right. But I think now it's a little bit different in terms of being a kid and finding what you like. But what I'm trying to say is that I feel like those high school years are very, you know, they're very detriment to how you basically listen and view music in the future. Do you think that was like that for you?
I mean, for me, it's weird because my family is, everyone really is a lover of music, not sure. Just like they like music. I mean, everyone, my family loves music. And so even when I was a kid, it's like I'd be with my mom and she'd be listening to old R&B and Tony and D'Angelo and like all this stuff that like a lot of people, I play for my friends now and they're like, what are you playing? And I'm like, dude, this is some of the best stuff, you know, like, yeah. And then my dad, he listened to freaking, you know, rock and Aerosmith and all the classic stuff. And then even Chili Peppers and more modern stuff. And then my grandparents were like country, and they wouldn't play anything else.
Sure.
And it was weird because as a kid, like I was so used to my parents just mixing it up and we listened to all kinds of stuff, right. Bluegrass, jazz, rap, pop, country, whatever. But then my grandparents would not change it from the country station. And most of those years where I was with my grandparents was like 2008 to like 2013-ish a lot, like all the time, because we moved and had, we're trying to live closer to them. Anyways, that's a whole nother story. but during that time, it was when all these country songs I really still am not really a fan of today were on. And
like so the bro really, country.
Yeah, for the most part. And it's funny because like a lot of people think that I do that, and some of it I actually do, but it's just like that was all that it was, right. You know? Yeah. And it was like, dude, holy cow. And that's all my grandparents would play. And they wouldn't change a station if they didn't like a song. They'd just be like, well, it's country, so we're going to keep it on here, you yeah. know? And so I did not like it. And then finally, Chris Stapleton brought me back to listen to country music.
Sure. I mean, like he's the guy. I mean, he is, I feel like he's like what every 18, 19, 20 year old that moves to Nashville wants to be. Someone who like starts out, they want to be an artist, they end up being a songwriter for a bunch of years, and then they kind of like turn that and morph that into whatever they want it to become. That's a great story. That's a guy, you know, who did it forever until he got his biggest break, I guess, right? I was actually scrolling through, just I was listening to some music and I came across let me see if I can find what song it was Josh Turner on that first record that just turned like, pretty sure it just turned 20 like recently, that first record with like Your Man is on there, obviously, you know, Chris was a writer on that. But there was also, let me see, I have it right here, Loretta Lynn's Lincoln. Do you remember that song?
No.
Okay, so go listen to that song, right? I was listening to it one day, great song. I was listening to it and I'm like, is that Stapleton? He was like background singing. And like really? That was like his, I think that may have been his like earliest, you know, like vocal feature. I don't know that for sure, but I'm almost positive because that record came out in 2006. You know,
it's, wow. That'd be awesome. I mean, I know he was with Steel Drivers, but I don't right. think that they were releasing stuff that early, but right. maybe so. But
I don't think that they were, but I don't know, cool little tidbit. If anyone wants to fact check me on that, please tell me I'm wrong. But I'm pretty sure I'm right. I don't know for sure. But anyway, that's a guy that's like been doing it all for a long time, which is why I think it's cool that he's like your idol or you know, someone that you look up to. Because I feel like people love Stapleton, but no one talks about him as much as they probably should.
And it's so weird to me. That's the craziest thing, because to me, I mean, he's like, he really is the reason I started listening to country again. I still listen to, you know, old Hank songs and like songs I picked up through childhood and Merle, you know, and the oldies I still love that my grandparents showed me, of course. But like during that time, like, you know, middle school and like early high school or whatever, I was like, this country stuff is just really not for me. But that's because I was listening to the radio. You know, I wasn't digging like we can now. Like these days, man, I mean, I'm looking for new music every single day. Like, and you can, it's easy to find good stuff, great stuff even.
Yeah, it really is. Like the ability to have all this new music at your fingertips whenever you want. And people like yourself, and there's, you know, tons of more talented individuals out there. It's incredible, because I always say the whole, you know, there are a ton of deep cuts that no one ever heard until streaming came out. Whether you like streaming or not, like, that is a fact. That is a straight fact. There are so many songs that, unless you bought the record, like, it was done. Like, that was it. You never heard them. So, I totally agree with you. And the craziest thing about Stapleton, in my personal opinion, is that everyone loves him. That's why I think it's, like you said, that's so crazy why people don't talk about him. Because most people, like, I don't know if, I have heard that people, there are some people that are like, he's not my favorite, but I think he's great, right? That's fine. But everyone thinks, not a single person thinks he's bad. So I don't know why people don't talk about him as much.
I don't think I've one, because that's like the weirdest. I really don't think I've ever heard anybody go, I don't like Chris Stapleton. No, nobody.
No, ever, ever.
He appeals to everything, because vocally alone, I mean, he's like, he can hang with anybody in any genre ever, you know? Right. So
he's got a very like R&B side to him. And that's why I think I'm going to say that's probably why you lash onto him, right? It's like, because he's got that R&B with a twang, and that's kind of what you got going on too. So I think that it's cool that that's like your guy. I think that that's really important.
A lot of soul elements he has too, and blues, you know, but also keeps it country, you know. I love it.
So do you remember, like, when I think it's really cool that you're still in Alabama, because I see like your Instagram videos and your TikToks and things like that, and I see you know, like, your buddies come out to your shows and stuff, and they sing along, and you know, they do all that. And I think that that's incredible. Like, I think we need more of that. We need more people just, you know, there's nothing I think is cooler than going to see a live band somewhere, or just someone that plays music, right? Like, I don't have, I'm from Northern New Jersey, so I don't have that as often, but like, even like my uncle plays music. Like, he's a retired cop, and he just plays music during the week, right? And he'll play at a bunch of different bars around me, and I'll go and see him, and I just like sit there and just watch. He plays a lot of classic rock, and I like sit there and I like listen to him play, and it's great. I wish more people did that here, but I think it's sick that, like, you know, your buddies on a Friday night will go to a bar and watch you play. I think that's awesome.
I know, it's awesome, and it's great, because I mean, I feel like I have like the greatest support system ever, because when I started, it really didn't feel like that, you know. But at the same time, I wasn't really gigging. I was just like putting stuff out, and it was like, I'm not going to college, I want to do music. And everybody's like, what? except for like my dad was like, you can do it. He was like, but if you're gonna do it, like, you better freaking do it for real.
Right, because you only get one shot. Like, you know, it's not one of those things you can play around with, really, because, you know, the margin to be able to do it at our age is like, you know, it's tough. It's not like now's the time to do it, but you can't be half-assing it till you're 30, because then you're just dead in the water. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to do it, you got to do it. I agree. I think your dad's right.
Really, I have a lot of friends that are in Nashville, and I like be in town for a couple of days, do what I got to get done, and come back home and do what I got to do here, you know? And then, you know, maybe go out somewhere and play a show. But some of my friends, like, I'll just ask them sometimes, because, like, what do you do? Like, what are you doing here?
Right.
Because I feel like a lot of people that are in town, in Nashville, which I'm not even right now. But it's just funny because I feel like you can get so much done from being there. You know, there's people to meet, there's rounds to go to. I mean, there's songs to write every day, you know. And it's just interesting how a lot of people go there and they're like, they think just because you move to Nashville, like, it's gonna work out. And it's like, man, it's not like that. You know, like, you really got to put in the time and the hours. And I'm not saying that I'm there, because I'm definitely not, and I still got a lot of time and hours to put in, but sure. Just interesting.
You got to put in so much work. Like, you're right. It is so much more than just, well, you know what I think it probably is. And you probably agree with this. It's like, people get there, and when they're young, it's like the world is at your fingertips. You can do whatever you want. You're in a new city. You can totally reinvent yourself if you want. And people get wrapped up in the social scene of things. And, you know, it takes them a couple more years to get to where they want to be. But then there's those grinders that go to the rounds and write the songs and play the songs and just need to get looks. And like, that's a ton of hard work too. And I think that there's something to be said about people who do that for a couple of years and then like slack for a year, because it's just so demanding on your,
right.
You know, like, one, on your creativity. And it's also demanding on just mental health in general, because it's a lot, you know, it's a lot of just doing it for nothing. You know what I mean? So I get it.
You have to take that. That is for sure.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing, like, being your own boss, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you want things to go the way you want them, and you want to hit those goals and whatnot, then you got to keep your nose on the grindstone, you know? But at the same time, it gets to a point where it's like, whoa, what is everybody else doing in my life?
Right. Yeah, no, it's true though. It's totally true. It's like, you can look at yourself, right? And you can look at, what are you, 21, 22?
I'm 22, yeah. About to 22. Be 23.
About to be 23. All right. So you're going to be 23 years old, right? You can look at a lot of your friends that are also 23, that some may have went to college, some may have worked right out of high school, right? And you can look at all these people that probably at one point you're probably comparing yourself, like, oh, they're here. Maybe they live on their own in some apartment, and maybe they make a lot of money. I don't know, like, whatever it might be. Right. Like, you can look at these people and compare yourself and be like, well, they're here and I'm here. And like, that's the worst thing you can do. Right. Because you're just like, our paths are all different. Our paths are all totally different, no matter what you're doing. And as long as you're happy, like, it really doesn't matter, but you gotta be happy and you gotta be working hard. You know what I mean? Like, can't be happy and be sitting on the couch, but that's what you do. Like, you're your own boss. So you have to, you know, have discipline. How do you keep that discipline? Like, how do you stay, you know, how do you stay in tune and make sure you don't slack off?
No, I definitely think that it helps that I'm still here in Alabama. Because I go to Nashville and I'm around, everything, and it, you know, I'm good, and I know I have to be there. I know I have to do those things and meet those people and shake this person's hand and do this. And, you know, and I want to be there and I want to be doing that. But at the same time, when I need to come home, I can come home, you know, and that's really, really nice to have. And then also just like, I mean, dude, I just got back from the beach. I took me a little vacay with some friends for 4 or 5 days, you know. I mean, that's getting away just for a minute is good, and then getting right back on it after, you know. But the gym really helps, which I haven't been since before I left to the beach, because now I'm back on everything's chaos, you know. But first thing tomorrow, that's what I'm going to go do.
That's right. Got to get back in shape. You got to do it. And this is coming from a guy who just hasn't worked out in probably 6 months. So, you know, it is what it is. And it's, I run, but that's it. That's all I do.
Well,
I
dude,
run to shave off the beer belly.
Yeah, tell me about it, dude. Freaking golly. It's getting worse by the day.
I'm telling you, it all catches up to you. I hit a point. I've always been like a lean guy. I've always been like on the smaller side. I'm like 5'9". I was always like under a buck 50 by far, like by at least like 20 pounds. And I go through college, I never put a pound on, graduate college. And then all of a sudden you just start seeing this slow incline. Next thing you know, you put 25 pounds on, and you're like, wow, what happened? And it's not like you look at yourself and you're like, well, I'm big, because I'm not, I'm still pretty small, but I'm like, man, I'm just, things are rolling over and I got to go up a size in my jeans. And I'm just like, geez, this is.
Buying new jeans is the worst, man. Last summer, I shedded a lot of pounds. I lost about 40 pounds. And, man, I had to go down in jeans. And I was like, God, freaking Wranglers are expensive these
days.
They
are expensive, dude. Wait, okay, so let's while we're on the topic of Wranglers, because I kind of have a bone to pick with Wrangler. I don't really know why. But I've been trying to figure out what is the – yeah. I've been trying to figure – and that's I'm a Vikings fan, so, you know, that's kind of funny. But I've been trying to figure out the perfect Wrangler for me, right? Because I wore I forgot the model number. They don't even make them anymore. I wore like the slim, like it's not even, I don't even know if it's a boot cut. It might be a slim all the way down, but it fits perfectly over my boots, right? Like there's no flare, like it fits perfect, but they don't make them anymore. And I want a dark wash. And I bought four different pairs of Wranglers and sent all four pairs back because they just didn't fit. I bought the cowboy cuts. I bought, and then I bought like all the ones, whatever the other ones were. And they're just so, the boot, like the actual, you know, bottom of the jean is so wide. It's like I'm wearing bell bottoms. I don't know what's wrong. I really don't. I just want that nice, like tapered stack look. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. I can't find it.
Well, there's a place down here, which I think it should be all over U.S. I don't know. The Cavenders? Do y'all have
that? I know a Cavenders. We don't have one up here, but I know what they are, yeah.
Yeah, well, dude, we've got one like 30 minutes from where I live, and it's – I mean, dude, they have more jeans than I've ever seen in a building. Like, it's nuts.
Yeah.
And that's where I got these the couple this past summer when I had lost some weight. But it's funny because now I'm, like, gaining a little bit. And I'm like, ooh, these are getting – tired of it.
Well, that's why you got the old ones, just in case. You never know.
Old ones. Hey, Walmart has some Walmart used to do some decent Wranglers, I'll say that.
Apparently they still do. I gotta check. Apparently they still do. But I don't know. I can't find the perfect one. I don't know what it is. I was thinking maybe I should just like stick to the slim and then up a size on the leg and maybe that would widen. I don't know. But the problem is like at the end of the day, the issue is that I need like I got skinny legs. So I need to like fill out the legs. There's a cat. Look at that. So I got to fill out the legs. And then look at him go.
What is your problem?
Just grab him. Just grab him by the torso. That's unbelievable.
Oh, my dad, my pops named him Buckwheat.
Is he going to be an outdoor cat or is he going to stay inside?
You know, I think he's going to stay inside. My dad got him a litter box and he's been good about it. And my dad's room, he doesn't have carpet or whatever, you know, so he's got
so Buckwheat's gonna stay inside.
Yeah, I think so.
Great but, fucking yeah, name.
I hope he stays that way and not in here.
That way. I hope he stays over there. I wouldn't say I'm not a cat person. It just has to be the right cat. You know what I mean? I feel like personality is a big thing in cats. Okay, so let's dive into some music. There's a story I have to tell you, and I'm not saying this because you're sitting here. I'm saying this because it's straight coincidence, and I actually thought it was funny. So as most people know, I work a day job, and I was at work today, and he's definitely not going to listen to this, but my coworker, Henry, great guy. I like him a lot. I'm kind of an outlaw in my part of the country here, and I like country music way more than most people do. Where it's kind of an obsession, and that's great for me. I love it. I don't care. But it's cool when you find other people who also like country music, even if it's not at an obsessive rate like myself. Now, Henry also likes country music. He dabbles a little here and there, and he listens to some really good guys. He's a big Cody Johnson fan. That's really cool for me. Love Cody Johnson. And today I'm standing there, and I am not kidding. He says, Kyle, I was listening to some music earlier, and I put on a playlist or whatever he put on, and I stumbled across this song, and it's got some horn in it. And I said, well, who the hell is that? And he says, I Can Be Him Tonight by Caleb Mills. And I said, I'm not kidding. I am straight up. And I said, no way. And he goes, yeah, have you heard of him? I go, yeah, I've heard of him. I'm talking to him in like 4 hours. And he was like, are you serious? I'm like, no shit. I'm not kidding. And so you got a fan in Henry, and I just thought it was pretty crazy that like just the coincidence that happened to work out. It was pretty wild.
Because I mean that song, I just now have got the first video to really pop on socials. And so it's, you know, it's not like as widespread as like a couple others I have. So that's actually awesome.
Isn't that sick? I was like, this is nuts. I was like, I got to tell him. I got to make sure I tell him. So I got that little tidbit in there. That's a win. Henry, I know you're not listening, but if you are by chance, you're the man. That's pretty cool.
Hey, will you tell Henry for me, really? Because that's freaking cool.
I'll let him know. I'll let him know tomorrow when I see him. But so you've put out a bunch of songs, you know, within the last couple of years or so. I think I stumbled across your music at Survive. I think that was like the moment where I was like, okay, this guy's the real deal. But then you have some pretty great songs after that. You have the You Only EP that's got You Only Keep On and Me and You on there. And then, like I said, most recently, I can Be Him Tonight. These songs, putting out this music and kind of, you know, hitting this head on. I mean, you've put out music since 2021. So like, you know, what is this, how much do you enjoy this process? And was it really cool to eventually kind of like find what's really working for you and have it out there for the people to listen to, even if it's like, you know, even if it's not your end goal in terms of listening, which I know it's not, but you know, for people who see you on TikTok, right. And they say, or Instagram, and they say, this Caleb Mills guy is pretty cool. Like, where can I find his stuff? At least you don't have one song sitting there that they burn out. Like, you have a bunch of stuff for them to listen to. And I think that's pretty cool. So what is that process like for you? And you know, how much you enjoy it?
Yeah. Well, so I think my favorite thing is probably just writing the songs, you know? Dude, I've been writing songs since I was 8 about like freaking girls that didn't even exist, you know, sure. Like just like singing melodies in the shower.
Manifesting. I mean,
I've written down songs from like 6th, 7th grade, like, you know, so I've been writing for a really long time, even before I could play guitar. And it's my favorite thing in the whole wide world, because it's one of the things where you just forget about everything else you're doing and just tell a story or speak your mind about something, you know, it's my favorite. But then I also, like, I literally just was in the studio yesterday, working on something, the past 2 days, and we just got something new. And that's my second favorite thing. 'Cause oh my goodness, I love the process of recording. And like, me and my, producer Grady co-produce everything, you know, so I'm making weird noises and he can play every instrument in the world, so he's like, oh, like this, you know, and we just go back and forth. And I'm glad that I've found him, shout out Studio 45B, because I feel like we've really been clicking recently, and kind of pushing into the realm of what I want to do. I think I'm getting closer and closer every day to like the sound that I want to make for a full record. And so that's just kind of where my head's been at recently. 'Cause I've put out a lot of singles, and I've put out, the EP with the 3 songs, You Only EP. But I think that I'm starting to stack up enough tunes that are, in a similar vein that I could see them going out as a full project. So,
sure. I think it's fantastic. And I'm a really firm believer, and I preach this because, you know, like I said, I've been doing this for a few years, and I've been really blessed to meet some really cool people. And, you know, from anywhere from people who have one song out, even no songs, I've talked to a handful of people who are just strictly writers for right now, up into people who are a little bit more, you know, decorated and have some stuff out, and so it's really cool to see that change and kind of what they learned here, so that these people can also learn. But what I think is cool is like the one constant is that everyone puts stuff out, and then continues to put stuff out to be better than the last release, right? Like, you're not putting something out this year that you want to be better than the next releases that you put out next year. You know what I mean? Like, you always want to be better no matter what. Like, if your best song ever written is one of the songs you have out right now, and like, that is your most streamed song forever, there's nothing wrong with that. But you as a writer and you as an artist always want to, no matter, it doesn't matter what people think, like, no matter what, you want to sit back and say, hey, I think that this is better than what I put out last, whether people dive into it or not, right? Because like, social media is such a big thing now. Like, you can have a song pop off and that can be your most streamed song forever. That doesn't mean it's your best, right? I mean, it could be, but that doesn't mean it is your best. So what I think is cool is always seeing people grow and step up and say like, yo, this new song by Caleb is great. But this new stuff he's got coming out, it's even better. Like, I think it's really cool to see that growth, and it's really important. And I like that you're pushing towards things like projects. I think that's really important for a lot of artists, and it's really important to kind of go through that process. And it's a little bit of a grind. Obviously, it's, you know, there's a lot of things going on there. But I think it's really cool to see the final product of like, okay, these are songs I really believe in, and I wouldn't mind singing for 10 more years if I had to. You know what I mean?
Totally right. And I think that's a lot of people ask the question, what's your favorite song you've ever written? Yeah. And I'll be like, oh, probably one you've never heard, you know? And I think that it's true when people say, like, if you have to be excited about what you're working on, and you can't try to like match something in the past that you've done before. It's got to be organic, and you have to, you know, be inspired legitimately, you know? Yeah. And I think that that's really, really true because, I mean, dude, this song that we recorded yesterday, well, the day before yesterday, and worked on getting perfect. We're trying our best, you know, maybe still a few things, but I don't know. We'll see. but that song I wrote 2 weeks ago, you know, and I was like, and a lot of times, you know, I want to play it out and just see how people react to it. But there's certain songs like this one where I was like, yeah, I'm recording that. Like, you know, and I think you have to keep that fire, I guess, to keep working, to make you want to keep working and doing it, you know? So,
yeah, I totally think you're right. I think that it's totally based on, you know, growth and keeping that fire, because then you burn out. And, you know, I totally agree. I think that's really important, especially for people who are young and, you know, maybe don't have as the traction that you have at a young age. Right. You know, I think it's important too. Like, you know, you're still working, but it's kind of nice to see that number go up every once in a while. And I think for a lot of people, it's really discouraging, right? So it's cool to have that one thing work, whether it be a small thing or a big thing, right? Like, you know, even me sitting here, like I struggled for a couple weeks ago, we had this conversation with my buddy Joe, and we were talking about like how social media is the best thing, but also the worst thing that happened to our generation, because you just look at everyone else. You look at everyone else and you don't look at yourself. And you say, why is this person doing this and I'm doing this? Like, that is totally what it is, right? And that sucks. And I think that even just seeing a little bit of an uptick, you know, we all have a little bit of egos. That's why we're in this thing, right? Like, we all do kind of like the attention just a little bit, or else you wouldn't do it. Like, it's a lie if you are like, I don't want anyone to pay attention to me, because it's not.
But you have to be aware.
You have to be aware.
Yeah.
So I think that, like, to see that little bit of growth and to see like, oh, what I'm doing actually, like, people like, that's encouraging. Like, that makes you want to do it more. It's true.
Right. Absolutely. And yeah. It's kind of like, it's weird now because you know, I'll put something on TikTok and it's like, man, all these followers, but only like 0.05% of these people saw this video. What is this? You know? And then I'm like, I don't want to even post a video for a week. But the truth of the matter is I should post more videos, because yeah, they're not. You know, and you have to be consistent on the socials. I mean, it's a whole freaking process. And like, sometimes for certain releases, we will have like plans, like social media plans, like before, you know, I'm putting it out. And it's just, you know, a lot. But at the same time, it's great, because these days it's so easy to survive playing music. Like, well, but it's easy to survive playing music. You know, you don't have to be Morgan Wallen or Luke Combs to make a living doing this. You know, you can make money online on the socials and then go play weekend shows, you know, and there's so many people that do that, which back in the day, like, oh, I hope I know this person and I know this person knows this person. And you still have to network and meet people and do all that. But it's just easier to, these days, to get it out there at least, you know, which is awesome. But then also it creates this thing where you're like, you need validation from these other people.
Yeah.
But then you have to notice, like me, for example, I'm like, why do I care what these other people think? I love this song, you know? So that's why I started doing this in the first place. So it's just like, one of those keeping grounded things.
It's all great until that one person tells you suck, and then you take it to your bed that night. You know what I mean? But like, in reality, if someone told me this a long time ago, someone told me this a long, long time ago, is they said, you know, you know that you're starting to get somewhere if people are telling you that you're not that good. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because like, if your comments just say you're great, you're great, you're great, then that's probably majority of people you know personally, and they're not going to tell you that you're not all that good, right? But if you got one keyboard warrior who's like, I'm never going to see this guy in person, you suck. You know that you're starting to get there because you were good enough that they want to tell you that you're not that good.
Yep.
True.
It's like 999 good comments, and like you just push them off, and then that one bad one, it's like it weighs on you. And dude, I used to be bad about responding back to people too.
Yeah.
But eventually I realized, like, why? Why are you?
Why waste your energy?
It's exactly what this person wants. And it's like, look at all these people who like appreciate what you've done. You know, it's like, yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Now, it's easier to survive, right? Because you're under the influence of Merle Haggard and Waylon. I had to get that in there. Sorry. That was a bad joke. That was a bad joke, dude. Bad joke.
I'm really bad about quoting songs. Like, not necessarily mine, but like, sometimes I do it, especially if I say the word survive. I'm like, crap. Because
dude, quoting your own songs is like the worst dad joke ever. I just want you to know that.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. I love that song, man. I really do. And I love when you post all the videos of your buddy singing it, because I wish I was there also singing it. I think it is the catchiest fucking song. I love it. I think it's great. Seriously. It's a great job.
And it's so funny too, because like, some of those people in those videos I used to not even know, like, yeah, when I first started, like, putting out the song. But it's like they knew some of my friends, and then those, yeah, people knew those people. And it's like, now I know all of these people. And it's like, it's freaking awesome. And awesome. They went back because we're just hanging out, having a good time, you know?
So. It's a chain reaction, man. That's why music's so great. That's why I love music so much. And it creates all these relationships. There are so many people out there that I consider my good friends now, just based on music. And most of them I've never actually met in person. You know what I mean? like that is the coolest thing about it. And I think that that's really important. And it's the power of, you know, obviously social media as well, as we're talking about here. But as we wrap this up here, Caleb, what's next, dude? Like what can you tell us? What's on the way? I know that you're always working on music and you're always working on writing songs. Is there anything you have planned for the end of this year as we approach it and into 2024, you know, what is going to happen with Caleb Mills here?
So the main thing this year is really hitting full band shows.
Yeah.
Because up until this point, really all I've done is acoustic.
Sure.
And I mean, I've done a few full band things, you know, but I need to get more under my belt.
Yeah.
And also I think it's time, you know. I've been doing the acoustic thing for a while, and especially around Alabama, we can get people to turn up, which is awesome. I'm grateful for that. But I think this year our main goal has been to ramp it up and do these full band shows. And I've had a few over these past couple months. And then coming up, I'm doing Mars Music Hall in Huntsville on July 8th, which, like, dude, I've seen Riley Green there, Megan Maroney, and there's all kinds of like big acts that come in there. And so, honestly, the fact that I'm playing there is like, holy cow!
Yeah.
It's me and my good buddy Eric Michael Taylor. You know, he's doing the same stuff I'm doing.
Sure.
So yeah, we're playing that show together, and it's coming up. I'm excited about that. And then I've got a ton of like new music, and I have so many songs stashed away. Right now I'm just kind of at a point where I'm like, okay, which ones do I need to put out here, right, and there? How can we plan to release these? And then all the while, hopefully releasing a few more songs for the end of the year. I still want to work on I think I'm headed in the direction of a full-blown project. Because awesome. We do have a lot of these songs that are, starting to kind of work together in a way that I haven't even intended. Sure. But it's just like some studio magic, I guess you could say.
That happens.
We're getting to the point where these songs feel like they do fit together and they're my sound, you know. And y'all haven't heard a lot of those, which is also exciting, you know. And I'm still making sure that they're the exact right way I want them. And then once I release them, of course, they won't be. But that's okay. We're just going to keep putting out new stuff. So yeah, man, I mean, I guess that's where my head's at. And Just a lot more full band shows this year, and definitely new music, man. You can't stop putting out new music these days because everyone else is putting out stuff all the
The
time.
second you
So
put something else out, someone's going to want more. So remember
they want
that. Keep them under the arsenal, but make sure it's done right. And I think that you got a good head on your shoulders, Caleb. And I think that you know exactly where you're going, and you're going to work hard to get there. And I think that's really admirable. And if you're a 23-year-old guy that is like, hey, I kind of like to sing and I kind of like to play music, but it's kind of a hard risk for me to take. Look at Caleb; he did it, and he's doing really well, and he's working really hard. And I think that that's really important. So, Caleb, keep doing your thing, man. Keep rocking. Keep playing those shows. Keep getting better every day. Keep working on your craft, and only success from here on out. But I appreciate you coming to hang out with me and talk about your songs a little bit, and talk about your music and everything you got going on. It was a blast, and come back anytime.
dude, thanks, man. It's so much fun. I appreciate it, Kyle.
Of course, man. Everybody can go follow Caleb on Instagram at Caleb. Sorry, at the Caleb Mills, all one word. Stay up to date with posts and songs and show announcements and all that good stuff. Go stream his music wherever you stream music, Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you stream it. Go stream it and share it with your friends. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Remember Country Music Podcast. Remember to rate, subscribe, give us 5 stars if you love the episode, and follow us on Instagram at @RCM_podcast. New episodes come out every Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, wherever you listen to pods, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, it's there. Go do all the good things. Thank you for tuning in, week out. I appreciate it more than you know. And, we're going to just keep on spreading the country music word. I think that there's nothing better. And if that's something you're into, keep on coming back because it only gets better from here. Everybody, this is another episode of the RCM podcast. I'm Kyle. That's Caleb. We'll see you next week. Bye bye now.